This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is revoking the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan, who served in the Obama administration. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced the decision at a White House briefing Wednesday. She cites Brennan's erratic conduct and behavior.
When you have the highest level of security clearance, when you're the person that holds the nation's deepest, most sacred secrets at your hands, and you go out and you make false accusations against the president of the United States, he thinks that is a something to be very concerned with.
But U.S. Senator Mark Warner says the decision by President Trump to revoke the security clearance is nothing more than a political smokescreen.
This is a White House. It feels under siege because of the president's former campaign manager's trial and obviously some of the issues with his former staffer, Omarosa. This is an attempt to distract the American public from those items that this White House faces on a daily basis.
Brennan has been deeply critical of Mr. Trump's conduct. A suicide bombing inside one of Kabul's educational institutions has killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens of others. A Kabul police spokesman said the attack happened late in the afternoon while students were attending classes. The injured have been taken to local hospitals. The Taliban has denied any involvement in the blast. The attack comes at a time when the government is facing heavy pressure from the Taliban on multiple fronts. The U.S. on Wednesday sanctioned companies in China, Russia, and Singapore, it says, were violating the trade embargo with North Korea. It's Washington's latest effort to keep pressure on Pyongyang to end its nuclear weapons development. The U.S. Treasury accused China's Dalian Sun Moon Star International Logistics Trading Company, along with its Singapore-based affiliate, of falsifying documents to ease illicit shipments of alcohol and cigarettes into North Korea. This is VOA News. Turkey on Wednesday announced tariff hikes on a range of U.S. goods in the latest back-and-forth move amid a deteriorating relationship between the two countries. The extra tariffs apply to imports of vehicles, alcohol, coal, rice, and cosmetics. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is now accusing the United States of waging a targeted economic war in his country, and on Tuesday he proposed a boycott of U.S. electronic goods. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that federal prosecutors have wrapped up their closing argument against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and is now headed to the jury.
Prosecutors are asking a federal jury outside of Washington to convict the former Trump campaign chief on all 18 counts, saying their case boils down to greed, deception, and Manafort's lies. He's accused of hiding from the IRS millions of dollars made from advising Ukrainian politicians and then lying to banks to get loans once the income dried up. Manafort's lawyers blame his top deputy, saying Rick Gates was behind any crimes. While he testified for the prosecution, it says the star witness is actually the documents laying out what Manafort did. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Italian authorities raised the death toll Wednesday to at least 39 after two more bodies were recovered from the wreckage of the fallen section of Genoa's Morandi Bridge. Meanwhile, as AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports, hope is not lost for those who may be trapped.
A senior Italian policeman says rescue workers still hope to find survivors in the rubble of the collapsed bridge. The workers are basing their hopes on the number of cars estimated on the bridge at the time of the collapse. Rescuers are searching for a second day through tons of broken concrete and twisted steel for any more survivors and bodies after the collapse of the highway bridge in Genoa.
AP's Charles de Ledesma. And mounting concern of additional collapses prompted authorities to evacuate 630 people who actually live near the highway bridge. By the end of the month, the White House will have determined the maximum number of refugees that could be allowed into the United States in the coming fiscal year. That begins October 1st. A letter to the president signed by 270 local and state politicians from 42 of 50 U.S. states requested that 75,000 refugees be admitted in the coming fiscal year. But between the massive cuts to the program since Mr. Trump took office and the administration's repeated suspicions of refugees as a national security threat, the outlook is bleak for the decades-long program, which was, until last year, the most robust third-country resettlement program in the world. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.